Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Episode 42 of GDN, the podcast. Hi guys, we're back. And this is the last day of February. As you can see, I've done this very tactically, right? I've waited until the last possible date for me to continue my two podcasts a month streak. Guys, let's be thorough about life here. Once summer hits and I have nothing to do, I probably will be grinding out podcasts. Until that point, we're getting to a month, and that's just gonna have to be okay, right? Just deal with it. That's just how it is, okay? Like, you know what? I mean, to be fair, you guys ain't complaining. To be honest, at this point, I think you very much realize what goes on here, what happens in these situations. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I'm here. Episode 42, the meaning of life, type shit, and things of that nature. I just wanted to talk to you about a couple little things. Literally, this should not be a podcast longer than 30 minutes. And if it is, that's how you know I talk too much, because like, fucking hell. Like, I literally have 3 bullet points. Normally, I have like 7. But anyway, I just want to talk to you guys today about taking accountability. Taking accountability is very important, because I feel like unserious people are the ones who... No, let me rephrase that, sorry. People who don't take accountability are the unserious people in life. And unserious people in life aren't serious candidates. And if you're not a serious candidate, you're not worth my time. And if you're not worth my time, you're very much relevant to the grand scheme of life in this world. Do you know what I mean? So I don't think you want to be irrelevant to the grand scheme of life in this world. So take accountability for your actions. Now, bits aside, all jokes aside, right? When people, you know, get news that they don't like, whether it be like, oh, they were expecting a certain grade on a piece of like coursework, or they were expecting to do really well on a certain set of exams, or they were expecting, you know, to be marrying a certain person and now they've broken up and they weren't even together for a year, and or, you know, you were meant to be friends for life and they were meant to be your bridesmaids or your best men at your wedding, whatever the fuck, and you're not even friends anymore, all of that type of stuff. Everything that happens in your life, you play some sort of role in it, right? I'm not saying everything is your fault 100%, because that's just factually incorrect, right? But you need to be able to like reassess your involvement in situations. I feel like a lot of the time people, they want to shy away from the role that they played in a situation, like especially when things start to go wrong, especially in arguments with people, right? People always be very quick to like push the blame all onto the other person. They did that, they did this, they did that, they did this. What did you do? Because like, really and truly, granted, there are some situations where genuinely you didn't do anything, but I wouldn't say that happens any more than 20% of the time. More often than not, you did something, whether it's big or small, even if it is tiny. Like, that's something you need to take your lessons from that and learn from it, and try not to do it again if, you know, the result wasn't the result you intended or desired. You know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, I'm saying this, right, because at this moment in time, currently going through it, guys, with one of my friends, you know what I'm saying? It's a bit of risky territory. I don't even think they know that we're going through this. But me, in arguments, I like to, like, really fill out my thoughts on the situation, really, you know, understand why, what I'm feeling, first of all, why I'm feeling that way, and where do we go from here, right? You need to understand what your emotions are in a situation, right? Once you understand what those emotions are, be it anger, jealousy, hatred, you know what I'm saying? Or positive ones, but we're here for the negatives, guys. We're not here because, you know, you're really happy and you're going to take accountability that you're happy. Because you're happy, you don't need to take accountability when you're happy. Take accountability when things go wrong, right? So, whatever emotion you're feeling, you need to understand and identify it. Once you've done that, you need to understand, what is it that made you feel that way? When did you first start feeling that type of way? Or when do you notice that this is a time when you feel that type of way? Do you know what I'm saying? So, for example, with me, I don't ever really have good days, right? When I wake up past 2 p.m. Why? Because I don't like being unproductive. Waking up past 2 p.m. is not a good way to be productive, right? Despite my insane sleep schedule and me going to bed at like 6 a.m. on some days, maybe even 8 a.m. on some days, you know? Once you wake up at past a certain time, you're already capped. Like, what you can achieve in that day, you're finished. you're finished. You know what I'm saying? So you've put a cap on your productivity, and there's things that you want to do, things that I want to do, sorry, that I just won't be able to do in that situation. So now I've been like, Gideon, no matter what time you go to bed, you're waking up at 12 latest, 12 midday latest. Give yourself that time to be productive. And here I am recording a podcast, guys. See, this is working. I'm getting paid for this. You know what I'm saying? It's working. But anyway, like, I feel like we just need to be a bit more aware of the roles that we play in situations in to do with ourselves or when other people are involved as well. You know what I'm saying? I think that we could definitely do a bit better as a just a generation, to be honest. I was going to say as a culture, but it's not just British people. This is a very international podcast. Shout out to all my people in Indonesia, Qatar, Ivory Coast, Canada. Anyway, points aside, right? Guys, for you to become more self-aware, you need to be able to look at yourself and identify where you went wrong in past situations. If you can't do that, you're not serious about wanting to improve yourself, right? Because that's literally all it takes. And it's not hard. Like, obviously, sometimes it's unsettling. And if you're an evil person, it will be very difficult to accept that you've been evil. But if you don't like the fact that you're an evil person, shock, horror, don't be evil. That's just my suggestion. You know what I'm saying? I'm just putting it out there, guys. Don't kill me. Don't shoot the messenger. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said it, and it was me. But don't kill me. You know what I'm saying? Don't kill me. But anyway, that's it for the accountability segment. I've got two other mini sections, whatever. This might even be a 15 minute podcast. This might be the shortest podcast in podcast history. I believe the shortest podcast in podcast history is episode 1 on 20 minutes. It's like 20, 25 minutes. Maybe it's like around there. Yeah, I actually don't know. Guys, episode 1 terrifies me. The fact that people go back to episode 1, scary. Because like, that was me in October 2021. Get the fuck out of here, boys. Nah. That is not normal. That's not okay. Was it even 2021? Was it 2020? I think it was 2020. Oh my God, I don't even know when I started my own fucking podcast. This is crazy. Anyway, guys, advert time, you know what I'm saying? Go take a little dookie, go get a little snack, all of that type of stuff. Most of the time, by the way, you guys tell me that you listen to the podcast whilst you're outside, which is interesting. You guys have me in your ear holes whilst you're walking with other people. It's like I'm guiding you, like I'm your spirit guides. Anyway, you see that guy to your left, he's Leng, and you see that girl to your right, she's Leng. Go up to them, ask for their snap, and get it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, break time. So we're back from the break, guys. You know what I'm saying? Hope you know the intro gave you a nice feeling. You know what I'm saying? We're putting music in the background. Do let me know. Obviously, this is only the second podcast episode that I'm doing that like consistently. But anyway, I just wanted to give you guys a little update on like what I'm listening to musically right now, right? Because I feel like this is a very important part of like me, because I listen to way too much music for like my own good, to be honest. I spend way too much time doing that. But it's okay, because I listen to music in addition to doing other things. But anyway, I wanted to take a look and just quickly run through like my top 20 songs of the past month. 7 of my top 20 songs of February have been by Mariah the Scientist. That's 35%, guys. I did that in my head. Oh, I'm such a mathematical genius. Did I say 7 or 8? Anyway, guys, it's around there. Anyway, my point here is Mariah the Scientist is fucking amazing. Guys, put some respect on her name. Rai Rai World, what a project. What a fucking project. Like, let's be for real about life here, right? Rai Rai World is an amazing, amazing album. Go listen to it right now, guys. My favorite songs on it, R.I.P., All For Me, Maybe, and Walked In. Go listen to those 4 songs from that album. You'll love it, okay? In other areas, in other news, you know, that's Mariah Science is definitely more of an R&B type vibe. If you want more of a UK R&B type vibe, because obviously Mariah is a US babe, Ambre's album, 3000 Degrees, that album is really good as well. I thought it was very... Oh, I don't even know how to describe it. It was just a very full project. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying by that. It just felt very rounded, very well planned, very well structured. Every single song had a different feel to it, but it all felt cohesive, which is what I want an album to do. Do you know what I mean? there's like people mistake albums that every song sounds the same and say, oh, you know, it's really cohesive, it's really fluent. Like, guys, it's very easy to be cohesive when every song is a blueprint of the other songs on the album. Do you know what I mean? When you're changing it up, you're changing the beats, you're changing the features, you're changing the feels, the vibes, the energies that each song is giving song to song, but you're able to combine them in a way that an album makes sense. I love that. So go listen to 3000 Degrees by Ambre. And then finally, my other favorite album, top three albums of February, guys. The album Alien by Beam. That album was amazing. Now, this is more of a rap album. Does have Justin Bieber on it. Does have Georgia Smith on it, right? So their features that then balance it out. And then there's a bit of like an Afrobeat, almost like bashment type feel to some of the songs. It's a really, really well produced album. And I think Beam is very, very good at that. And I look at his monthly listeners, right? Beam's got 2 million monthly listeners. But I look at the numbers like on his songs. The songs that are giving him those numbers are him being featured on other people's songs. I think him by himself, he is genuinely amazing. Go appreciate artists outside of their features on mainstream artists' songs. That is my takeaway from this. Anyway, for March, you know, as I said, you know, we do music scouting very early on here. I'm pretty sure, yeah, I started adding songs to a March playlist a week ago. But I decided to get back into my Spanish music bag. I feel like listening to music in other languages is so fun. It's so fun. Like, there's so much more that you get in another language, even if you don't even fully understand. Like, obviously me and with my Spanish, very comfortable with it, right? But like, even if you don't understand it, like, I don't know anything about French, I will listen to French songs. You know what I'm saying? It'll be beautiful. Like, I didn't know anything about Italian. But I did speak it for a bit, but like, even now to this day, I forgot that Italian that I learned, right? I forgot that Italian. I still listen to those Italian songs, bro. I still listen to Italian songs to this day. So anyway, my March playlist has started off with a huge Spanish feel to it. Also, Verité's new album, Love You Forever, absolutely magnificent. Verité is on that, like, more, definitely more emotional, definitely more vocally provocative, more beautiful, I think. You describe the album as being beautiful. It's definitely more romantic as well, but more on the heartbreak side. So I don't know if those are the feels you guys are going for, but those are my music suggestions. You know what I'm saying? I really, really love music. If you couldn't tell, guys, I could talk about music forever. The only issue is not a lot of people tend to know who I'm talking about when I talk about my music, because I like going under the underworlds to find my music. Because like, really intriguing, like, let me just go through like my 2023 Hall of Fame playlist so far. Like, guys, you tell me, right? If you know who fucking Clay is, who's Wens? I know who Wens is. I love Wens. Wens has 72,000 monthly listeners. That's a big amount of monthly listeners, right? In the grand scheme of life, no, it isn't. But like, 71,000 people is huge. That's like that's basically a full Old Trafford. You know what I'm saying? But in the grand scheme of life, that is tiny. Wens, one of my favorite artists of all time. That is not a joke. And don't even get me started on Khalil. But anyway, that's my music segment. I'll stop myself here. Otherwise, this will become a podcast that's over half an hour. And that was not the intention. You know, we didn't want that to happen. I don't know. I feel like, you know, you guys deserve little bite-sized chunks every now and then. You know, not every podcast has to be an hour. Even though it does take me 2 weeks to produce them, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's fine. Let me know if you do listen to any of the songs. And let me know if I'm going to continue talking about music, because really and truly, this is my podcast, guys. And I do like talking about music. It's really fun. It's really, really fun. Really, really fun. But anyway, another break here for you guys. Don't tell me that I don't love you. Guys, February is over. February's over. February's done. Guys, we've done the 2 hardest months of the year. Nah, that's a lie. The hardest months of the year are at the end of the year. That fucking run from October, November, just fuck out of here, bro. Oh my God. Specifically November. But anyway, we're not there yet. Let's talk about what is ahead of us in the short term. Guys, it's March tomorrow. I think you guys understand how big this is. When did the clocks go back? I don't even know. I'm actually going to type this right now live. You guys are going to hear the clickety-clackety of this. had to do that with one hand. It was very difficult. Anyway, the clocks go back on the 26th of March. So, wait, do they go back? Yeah, they go back. They go back, which means they give us another hour. Yeah, so they go back on the 26th of March, right, guys? 26th of March. Guys, we're a month away from summertime. Less than a month away. We're basically there already. Because you're like, February's over. March is basically nothing. Like, tell me what happens in March every year. Nothing. Nothing happens in March every year. March passes like that. It goes so fucking quick. Then we're in April. Bear in mind, guys, let me talk to you about my uni course. Because, Right. I do English and creative writing, right, at the University of Birmingham. Guys, I've got, like, right now, I'm in a reading week. I've got some coursework to do, but, you know, it's light work, you know what I'm saying, light work. But, you know, got a week, no classes. That's fine, you know what I'm saying, beautiful. I'm back for, like, 2-3 weeks. Then it's an Easter break for three weeks. Then we're back again for, like, 2-3 weeks. And then it's just the end of the year. then we're just gone. It's the end of the year. We finish our academic year on the 5th of May. The day before my birthday, guys. Now you guys know my birthdays. I am expecting presents from all of you. But anyway, guys, I will have from the 6th of May. My birthday is the beginning of my summer. That is crazy. I'm seeing Maggie Lindemann on the 23rd of May. Guys, May is going to be such a fucking good month. I'm so excited. I do have, like, coursework due the 2 weeks before, between that, sorry. It's like, it doesn't fully start until, like, after the Maggie concert. But once that happens, guys, we're underway. And we don't go back until, like, the last week of September, something ludicrous like that. It's so fun. But my point here is, guys, summer is basically here. Guys, if you told yourself that you are going to get that summer body, you better be getting that summer body. If you tell yourself that you're going to be wifed up before summered, get that wife before summered. If you tell yourself that you'd be single before summer, break the fuck up with that nincompoop, that jigaboo, that good for nothing piece of spoiled milk. You know what I'm saying? Because I know the only people who ever want to be single, this is an observation, guys. This is not racially motivated. This is purely off observations. The only people that ever want to be single going into summer when they started the year with a boyfriend is when the boyfriend is Caucasian. That's all I gotta say, guys. That's all I gotta say. But anyway, guys, let's get ready to have a really good summer. Like, I'm feeling the vibes this year, you know what I'm saying? Summer's gonna carry. We say this every year, right? Last year, I had a fucking amazing summer. This year, if we don't top it by 100%, oh God, you will hear from me. But anyway, guys, I've run out. Those are my topics. I've got nothing else to say. Oh no, I do. Marcus Rashford, I love you. That's it. Nothing else to say. Manchester United won their first trophy since I was 13 on Sunday. You know, it's been a crazy time. It's been a crazy time to be a Manchester United fan, but that bald Dutch bald man, I've never wanted to kiss a cranium so much. I can hear my tap running in my bathroom. Can you guys hear that? I don't know if you can, but anyway, that really scared me. I was like, guys, who's here with me? Anyway, I think it's my shower running. Kind of does that. Probably should get it fixed. I don't know. Kind of happens once every like 2-3 working weeks, so I don't know if it's that much of an issue. But anyway, I'm literally just waffling here and wasting your time. Like, let me just leave. I can just leave. I can actually just press the X on the screen and leave the podcast. But you know, I like talking to you guys. I feel like it helps me clear my mind. I don't really ever tell you guys anything, but just talking to no one clears my mind. Let's talk about that. Actually, talking to yourself is not a sign of idiocy, stupidity. Talking to yourself is a sign of a brain that actually has thoughts. Because really and truly, if your brain is not working to the level that you need to talk to yourself to comprehend your thoughts, your brain's not working enough. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that, guys. Argue against it. Also, Kylie Clare. I said I was off my music hype. Go listen to Kylie Clare still. Oh, I genuinely believe she's the crown jewel in my music academy. Like, it's just, she's amazing. She's amazing, guys. fucking incredibly. Anyway, I am going to leave you and love you and leave you guys, because there is no point for me to still be here talking. You know what I'm saying? I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week. Hope you guys had a good February. You know what I'm saying? And if you do have contacts with me, send me your music for the last 4 weeks. I want to see what you guys have been listening to. Scouting season is still very much alive. But until next time, guys, which will probably be in another 2 weeks, don't die. Don't commit suicide. And peace.